Seasonal cleansing is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda and part of a healthy, conscious lifestyle, preparing your body and mind for the new season by reestablishing your natural state of balance, hitting the reset button on digestion, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions into accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving your healthy, conscious living goals year-round. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more.
New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky
and health journalist
Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with my fabulous co-host, Andrea Donsky, and we are so excited. We're bringing our guest right in. She is such a gem. We've had her on before. It's been a while. We love her. Suzanne Summers, A New Way to Age, the most cutting-edge advances in anti-aging. Suzanne, welcome back to Naturally Savvy.
So good to talk to you again, Lisa.
Oh, well, you know, the book is great, A New Way to Age. And I love in the introduction you write, we all want to know if there's a way to live a long life of high quality and no illness, keep our quote unquote juice, I love that, through bioidentical hormone replacement to stay energetic, sexy, and sexual, save our memory, save our brains, detoxify our body, prevent heart disease. I mean, you go on, and it's like all the things that it's like, well, we're just getting old. This is what's supposed to happen. It's like, no. You are flipping that paradigm on its head. Mm-hmm. Suzanne, tell us about this fabulous book of yours.
Well, it was very clear to me over the years in writing these books that aging is about worn out parts. And so I liken the human body to a Maserati. You know, if you had a Maserati, you'd listen to every dink and clink and you'd immediately have it into the mechanic and you'd immediately get it back to running it at peak. But we don't do that with our bodies. We sort of accept these things that come with worn out parts as just part of the deal. And I realized in writing this book and the books that prior to this that we can listen to the language of our body to have it tell us what we need to be working on. You're itchy, that's probably your hormones. You're not sleeping, it's probably hormones or thyroid, which is also a hormone. There are new ways to take care of the heart. You know, if you are experiencing high blood pressure, which as you age, that starts to happen. There are other ways to do it than by taking pharmaceutical blood pressure medicine. And may I say right now, that I'm not anti-pharmaceutical. When you need them, you need them, and they're a godsend. And we've all needed them.
I agree.
If you're like like me, and you'd rather go natural first, because you can always go back to pharmaceutical,
right,
but it's sometimes harder to do it in reverse. To try all the natural approaches first, and then if that doesn't work, then you go to allopathic. So, you know, like blood pressure. My family dies of heart attack and stroke. Everybody's got high blood pressure. And when mine went up, I really didn't want to go on blood pressure because I had meds. Because I had interviewed a doctor, Sherry Rogers, who wrote a book called The High Blood Pressure Hoax. And she said, do you want to have a heart attack? Take high blood pressure medicine. But I know how that works in that it does lower your blood pressure, the allopathic. But there's an ingredient, and don't ask me what it is right now. I have to rack my brain, in the blood pressure medicine that accumulates and becomes toxic, and that's where you have your problems. So I was talking to Dr. Jonathan Wright, and I explained my dilemma to him, and he said, carditone. I said, what's carditone? C-A-R-D-I-T-O-N-E. He said, it's a supplement made by an Indian family in Seattle. He said there are 40 of them. They all live together, and they've made this supplement from Rufwala and other things that lowers blood pressure naturally. He said you only have to be careful that your blood pressure doesn't go too low. Mm. And so when I went on the carditone, my blood pressure normalized, and I thought, okay, one drug I don't have to take. Isn't that great? And I'm moderating it naturally. There are other things that in this book that I didn't know when I was writing it that Dr. Wright also said to me, you know, one of the big reasons women die of heart attack and of lung disease. And he said, but you really, it's hormonal imbalance. He said, lungs are estrogen dependent. So as you grow older and you're not taking estrogen supplementation, hopefully natural bioidentical, you put your lungs at risk and in crisis. I think these things are important for us to know, and you're not going to find that at your regular doctor's office. And the thing, with all due respect, because I'm not a doctor, and the doctors spend so much time going to medical school, I understand why they don't want to go back to school to learn new ways. But the world is changing, and the world is changing in that we are living longer, like it or not. And the like it or not part is that you get an extra 20 years now, but with what quality? I write about quality of life. If I'm going to live an extra 20 years, which I want to, then I want to be able to sleep and be in control of my weight, have a libido, have nice looking hair and skin and nails and all those things that get affected by aging and hormone imbalances. So it was fun writing this book, and I had to write it in a way. I know it's a long answer. I had to write it in a way where I have to always, with every book, assume that the person picking it up has never read any of my books. So I take them through the things that I've talked about before, the importance of a balanced microbiome, that testosterone doesn't cause prostate cancer. There's an incredible interview in there with Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler out of Harvard. You know, how to avoid heart attacks and things like that. So I go through the basics and introduce my readers to doctors that from different parts of the country who are working with patients this way. And then the further you go into the book, you get deeper into the real reverse aging protocols.
I love that, Suzanne. You know what? It reminds me, it's like, to me, your book is the new anti-aging Bible. And what I love that you're saying is that you're not just accepting the old paradigm, that you're actually looking to solutions that help people live that good quality of life, like you're saying. And that's what I love about what we do here at Naturally Savvy and reading your books and what you stand for. And I couldn't agree more with everything that you said. If there's a natural approach, let's take that natural approach. And of course, there's always a place for medicine. 100%, we are 120,000,000% on the same page as you. And that's why I love doing what we do as well. And I could just hear it in your voice. What's so amazing about you is that you're so passionate. So because you're learning all of this new information, and what's great is that you're sharing it with everybody, right? So you're like, hey, I'm learning this amazing stuff to help. That's going to help us age gracefully. It's going to help us age well and healthy. And I'm now helping you. And one of the questions that stood out for me when I was reading your book is, was there anything that surprised you the most when you were writing this book that you didn't already know of, or that you're like, oh my God, I'm going to scream this from the rooftops because I am now going to help millions of people age, you know, well?
Yeah, there's a lot in there. For instance, you know, I approach my books wide open. And as I interview different doctors, it's always interesting how a theme starts emerging. And what's emerging now is cellular health. Now, when they first started talking about it, I'm thinking, so what? And then you realize that you and me are approximately 40 trillion cells, and they all communicate with one another. And the definition of health is having more functioning cells than malfunctioning cells. But the lives we live are conducive to malfunctioning cells, processed food, electromagnetic radiation, electromagnetic fields, the stress of today's world, all these things. I always have to explain to people the difference between free radicals and antioxidants and why we need to take antioxidants, because free radicals are the bad guys and the antioxidants are the good guys. And and you got to, you know, like, Pac-Man, knock the free radical guys down. What emerged in so many interviews with these doctors and scientists was cellular health, and that now there's something we can do about it. For instance, I had never heard of senolytics. Senolytics is, in the simplest description, cleans out cellular debris. Now, I live in a 100-year-old house, and my pipes get clogged up all the time. We're always calling the Roto-Rooter because the pipes are old and they're, you know, worn out parts.
Right.
And then when you get the pipes all cleaned out, doesn't the house work better? The water works better. Everything is better. Well, senolytics does the same thing. In each cell, as we age, we start collecting debris, which makes that cell not fire at optimum. And so senolytics is a inexpensive supplement that you take two of them once a week. It's about $8 a month. This is not like an expensive thing. And it cleans out cellular debris and gets ATP to work at max. And that triggers your mitochondria, which is your energy center of your cell. And so then you have that energy back that you had of your youth. When you see an old person crossing the street, we determine them as old by their posture, right? If they're slumped over and shuffling and takes a long time for them to cross the street, well, they have their mitochondria is not being sparked. They're not taking CoQ10, which is like a ripcord for the mitochondria. So I thought senolytics was a great thing to bring to the reading constituency. Also, NAD, which I'm sure you've heard of, nicotinamide, adenine, dinucleotide. And a researcher, David Sinclair, said that NAD is the closest thing to the fountain of youth that we have right now. So if you take an NAD capsule every morning and one every night, which is also not very expensive, you are actually reverse aging, because NAD, in its simplest explanation, repairs cells. So you got one supplement you're taking that cleans out cellular debris. You got another supplement that is repairing cells. You're ahead of the game now. Now you've got your cells all talking to one another, and they're all in good health, and they've got energy, and they feel good. And so the language of your body it's like an incredible thing that nature has provided. We've just never learned to listen or been taught to listen. I think I was able to teach that in my bioidentical hormone books, that I called it the seven dwarves of menopause: itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all tied up. And really what all those dwarves is the language, you know?
Yeah.
If you have no sex drive, that's your body saying, you need hormones, girl. If you have stringy hair, you need hormones. And hormones are the game changer. I had to do another section on bioidentical hormones in this book for anybody who wasn't familiar with them. And also there's new things about bioidentical hormones in this book that I learned by interviewing these doctors. So what these things are doing that I'm talking about is putting us in control. And I always say, the more you learn, when you go to the doctor, you don't have to go like a child and do everything the doctor tells you. You are the contractor. Doctors are professionals we hire to take care of our bodies. The more you learn about how your body works, the more in charge you are of your health, and the better you can take care of yourself. I think it's possible now to live these extra 20, 30 years that we're going to get and end up with a brain that's firing on all cylinders and bones that are working and strong. And what a wonderful thing, because if we're not all pilled up, then we can access our wisdom as we get older. And because I'm not all pilled up, I can remember everything. And I am able, with the perspective I have now at age 73, to have a different take on it than I had 10, 20 years ago. And that's called wisdom. And it's the one thing no young person can buy or have. It's acquired. But what has happened is that as we get to the stage of our life where we're acquiring wisdom, we start on the pills, which take away our ability to think clearly. And so therefore, this whole wisdom pool that's supposed to be part of the universe has been squelched. And so I'm fighting for our wisdom, girls, because we have.
I love
when
it.
You've lived a long time, you just have a perspective. You don't sweat the small stuff. You can understand it. If something goes wrong with your body, you don't panic. You have a better grasp on how to do it. And that's the other thing I realize in this book, is you can do everything right. You can eat right, which I do, and grow your own food, which I do, and you can sleep right and love right and think right. That's very important, to think right, to, you know, eliminate the negatives. The negatives drag you down. a lack of forgiveness drags you down. Mm-hmm. So all those things are important to conquer. But the exciting thing about aging, if you have your wisdom and perspective and you're hormonally balanced, you've got your gut microbiome balanced, and you have your heart rhythm and blood pressure under control, it's a brand new chapter that I didn't know existed. But Alan and I'm 73, he's 83. I don't know if you've seen him. He looks amazing. And he does all this. He's been on testosterone and he's not on drugs, and we eat right. And gosh, we have the best time together. And I look at so many people at this age where their quality of life is so degraded. They don't go out anymore. They're not having any fun. Isn't it a fantastic idea to think with this new way to age that we get another whole chapter we never even encountered? If this is what the golden years are, they sure aren't what the golden years used to be. There's, you know, we don't have a rocking chair.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Sure.
My mother, you know, Suzanne, my mother is 72. And, you know, when you're speaking, you remind me so much of her because she's also has this vibrant personality, eats right, and is such a role model, as are you. And as you're speaking and you know, you're talking about, you know, as we age, it's owning our age. And this was a big one. Lisa and I were just talking about this recently on another podcast we did together. And I just turned 50 a couple weeks ago. And leading up to turning 50, I was like, oh, you know, oh my gosh, had all these, I guess, preconceived notions of aging and what it meant. And, you know, what you're saying, you know, as you age, you acquire all this wisdom. And it kind of, my thought changed because I'm like, that's right. Because as we age, it's all the experience that we're getting. And as, you know, we acquire this experience because of the fact that we're aging, not because, you know, we don't have this when we're younger. So thank you for being such a great role model for us ladies and women as we're aging.
Aren't you loving being 50? It starts getting really good at 50. Yeah. You get taken seriously. You know, we women have fought for that. People take you seriously, and there's a lot of respect that comes with the 50 and on. It's I never knew that I wanted it, but being respected is a wonderful thing. I didn't finish a thought I just had about you can do everything right. What I'm saying is we're under the greatest environmental assault in the history of humanity. It's coming at us from everywhere. Kapow, kapow, kapow. I can control it in my own home, and that's what I try to teach, you know, organics. I have a skincare line, Suzanne Organics. You can go to SuzanneSummers.com to order it. Completely natural, not a single chemical in it. And I'm so proud of it because I feel so strongly about it. First of all, efficacy is so good. It's, you know, olive-based and everything comes from nature. But if you looked at your hand under a microscope, what we know as pores under a microscope look like big holes. And so you maintain that visual. And now over that skin with those big holes, rub some lotion that you probably paid a lot of money for that's loaded with chemicals. Mm. Where's that going to go? It's going to drop down into your bloodstream. Once it's in your bloodstream, it goes on a rampage looking for fatty organs and glands because toxins love fatty organs and glands. Guess what it likes the most? The brain. And so by the time the toxins make their way up to your brain, they've already destroyed your gut because it has to first go through the gut. It goes through the gut. It eats through the barrier wall of the gut lining, which is where your immune system is. So now you've degraded your immune system. Now these chemicals eating through your gut wall create leaks. Now you got leaky gut, which you've heard of. Mm-hmm. Leaky gut. Now that's where all those toxins go looking for the organs and glands, and when they get to the brain, because that's their goal, they start wreaking havoc with your brain. And your brain, with the constant assault of toxins, starts to shrink. The hypothalamus and the pituitary start to shrink to make room for the toxins. The more toxins that come in, the more the brain has to shrink. The more toxins that come in, the more the brain has to shrink. Now, Alzheimer's is now an epidemic. Baby boomers have a 50% increased risk of contracting Alzheimer's. Baby boomers with diabetes have an additional increased risk of 50%, putting them in a 75% category of having an increased risk of Alzheimer's. Dementia is rampant. But the younger people, ADD, attention deficit, ADHD, OCD, all of the new initials that are out there that young people are bragging about their initials. I heard my grandchildren, I have ADD. Oh, I have ADD and OCD. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, this is the next generation, and already they can't think because of brain-related issues for brains that started out perfect. And so I came across a stat that blew my mind. The highest stat I came across was 50%, but I went with the lowest stat so that I can't be accused of exaggerating. So here's the lowest stat. 29% of all of our high school students in America are on prescribed amphetamines. 29%. Wow. Now, where is that going to go? Where is that going to go? My generation were never on drugs, maybe an aspirin. But never on drugs. You know, when I opened my parents' medicine cabinet, there was their aspirin. That was all there was. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this speaks well for humanity, and that we've got to make young people cognizant of chemicals and of the importance of organic food and the importance of taking care of their bodies and understanding that these amphetamines that they're on are not going to serve them well. In fact, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who died a few years ago, he said, we are very concerned about solid tumors of the breast, prostate, and he went through a few others from the prescribed amphetamine. So is that going to create a whole new and worse epidemic of cancer than we already have? Alan Magaziner, who's in this book, I'm sure you've talked to him before, Dr. Alan Magaziner, he was trained by Dr. Wright. He's in New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. He said 42% of all Americans have cancer now. That seems awfully high. Yes. That's his stat. That's not my stat. But it shows you that there is an epidemic that they're trying to keep on the down low, because we're all going to start saying, well, if cancer is such an epidemic, where is it coming from? And nobody wants anybody to point to chemicals as the culprit. But if you look at any kind of graph with the rise in cancer and the rise in dementia and Alzheimer's and brain-related initials that I never heard of when I was young, what has changed? Well, the chemicalization of our food, of what we clean our houses with, what we put on our skin. So I think the place to start, and I talk about this in this book, is skincare. I don't care if you buy mine or not. Mine is the cleanest right. that I know out there. But I created it for myself. You know, you don't have to have old hair as you get old. If you see on the cover of the book, that's my hair. And gorgeous. Because I'm actually proud of my hair, because most of my girlfriend's hair at my age is stringy. And it's stringy because the body's not absorbing minerals and nutrients. So right. I talk a lot about it in this book about the problem of absorption because of the leaky gut situation. It's really hard to absorb. You get older, you also don't make sufficient hydrochloric acid. Why do you care? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, if you've had radiation or if you're just getting older, your body makes less and less hydrochloric acid, and if you've had radiation for breast cancer like I did, you make no hydrochloric acid for life. Now, here's why you care. You can't digest your food without hydrochloric acid. So you can eat the highest quality food, but if you're not making or taking supplemental hydrochloric acid, you are not getting the benefits from that food. So when I started experiencing, after I had radiation, bloating and reflux, and then, you know, you get offered all the, what is that, Nexium and things like that, which I didn't want to take. It came down to simply replacing the hydrochloric acid lost through radiation and aging. So is it a pain in the butt that every meal I eat, I take, you know, 3 capsules of hydrochloric acid? Yeah, but you get used to it because I don't bloat. I don't have reflux. I don't have any gut issues. And then on top of it, if you keep your microbiome by taking a probiotic every morning and every night, the probiotic, which I don't, I mean, I have a supplement line too. We've done a supplement called encapsulated, dual encapsulated, so that when you put it in your stomach, so that the acid doesn't eat up the probiotic in the stomach where you don't really need it. You need it in the small intestines. By the time that outer capsule disintegrates, then the probiotic is now into the small intestines where it needs to be to balance the microbiome in your small intestine. So aging without drugs is a bit of alchemy. People get defeated real easy. It's a lot of work. And I always say, well, it's a lot more work to be sick. And these are the things that you got to do to stay in the game for the next 20 years, because it's great to be alive while you're alive. And
it sure is.
Yeah, I love getting older and not losing my juice. And by juice, I mean energy and zest for life and fun. And my husband and I date, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. But at home, we have a bar here. We call it Big Al's Bar.
Is it a juice bar?
It's not a juice bar. The juice bar is in the morning. But about 5 years ago, I used to drink wine for a cocktail. And it never made me feel good. And I, women drink really too much wine because it's socially acceptable. It doesn't look, no one will judge you throughout for lunch and you have a glass of wine. If you have a cocktail at lunch, they're kind of looking at you like, whoa. But he calls me in my office in our bedroom suite. It was 5 o'clock about 5 years ago. And he said, want a date? And I said, yeah. He said, meet me at Big Al's Bar, which is what we call our outdoor bar. So we sit at the bar. And he pours me a tequila on ice, and we turn on the music, and we sat there, and we talked, and in such a relaxed way, and pretty soon we were dancing, and it was so enjoyable, and so beautiful, and so enhancing to our relationship, that we now do that at least 3 times a week, and I look forward to it. We never have more than 2. The nice thing about tequila, there's little to no sugar, which I try to avoid sugar at all costs, having had cancer in my life. And but what a connecting thing to do. So that's my one bad thing, but at least it's little to no sugar and you don't drink very much of it. And what we get in quality of life, I think, makes up for it. You don't want to live a life.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that sounds great, Suzanne. You know, I got to send you a copy of my book that came out with Skyhorse, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. I know you would love it. It's not about dirty sex, but I thought you'd have, I know you have a good sense of humor, but I was watching some interviews with you and Alan, and that you guys have a very active sex life, which I think is so incredible. And that's what I encourage people to do. And I actually have a whole chapter in the book on skincare, as a matter of fact, and how important. I wish I'd interviewed you for it. I'll have to do another one. But one of the things I wanted to say is that I love about your book is that you interview a bunch of really wonderful doctors and experts. And I did the same thing for mine, because you and I and Andrea, we all have so much incredible knowledge, but to reach out to like some other amazing people who could really help to inspire people and to educate, I think is even better. So I really love the approach you took.
Well, and you too.
I guess that's complimenting myself.
But what we both realized is these professionals who've done all the work in the trenches in their particular, narrowness, because each one of them are really good at something, but they don't have a loud voice. And what I realized years and years ago was I have a loud voice. And so through me, they can be heard. And you've got this podcast, they can be heard. And doctors also, when you interview them, they don't know how to dumb it down. They know so much that they kind of, you know, ramble on, and I always have to go, wait, come back. You just say, and then I have the opportunity of, after, you know, spending hours editing and then going back to them, when you said this, did you mean that? Did I get this accurate? And I give them all approval. So not one interview comes out with a doctor going, hey, I didn't say that. I don't put it in the book until they sign off. And then I have Life Extension sign off on the whole book, and I've never been challenged once. And so if you read my books, the information is valid and vetted.
I love that. And I think that brings a lot of validity to our industry, right? So Suzanne, you have very much of a natural approach. And I think it's important, Salisa, like you going to experts and even me, I'm, right. You know, as much as we have our degrees and what we're doing, I think having the science background and that research that backs up what you're saying is important for, you know, for sharing the information we're sharing. Suzanne, I just want to ask you a question before we wrap up. You know, you talk about not having sugar in your diet, which I think is incredible. What kind of diet do you eat? Like, take us through a day of what you're eating.
I love that.
You don't have to take us every little, you know, little thing that you're putting in your mouth, but I'd love to have an idea of what it looks like, a day in the life of Suzanne Summers' diet.
You'll like it. I eat a high fat, high protein, high vegetable diet, all organic. It's really hard to get something in me. You know, my veiled gift was cancer 20 years ago. It's really hard to get something in me that's not organic because I take it so seriously and it just tastes so good. Okay, in the morning, every morning, I have a green smoothie that I actually, there's a restaurant down the hill from my house. It's an organic restaurant, and it's called the Suzanne Summers Smoothie. I gave them the recipe. It's awesome. Spinach and kale and ginger, and, you know, there's an apple in there. It's how I make sure, first thing in the day, I get my 3 cups of vegetables. Okay. I can't stress the importance of vegetables enough, especially for my particular paleo makeup. Mm-hmm. For breakfast, I might have a couple of organic scrambled eggs, and yeah, I love an omelet with a lot of vegetables in it. Lunch, I usually have some kind of wonderful soup, you know, that's homemade stock with organic chicken, and then dinner. Oh gosh, what did we have last night? Last night we had a rack of lamb.
Ooh,
that
yum.
I cut up in chops and made the fat on the edge of the chops all crispy and salty and nice. And I did some creamy mashed potatoes and some sauteed bok choy. And it'd be any variation of that. And I don't have a huge appetite. I don't usually go back for seconds, but I'm full. I'm never starving. I don't eat. You know, I love chicken piccata with butter, caper, wine sauce. I love sauces and anything that's left on the bottom of the pan. When I'm over someone's house and they throw that in the sink, I think, no, that's where all the flavor is. So I try in my Facebook Live shows, which I do twice a week. One of my shows I do from the bar to have a date with me and Al. and another one, I'll either take them to my vegetable garden and we'll pick something and go to the kitchen and I'll cook for them to show them. I don't eat like hay. I eat amazing food. I eat food that's better than most restaurants because I'm not afraid of butter and I'm not afraid of fat. And this book breaks down the fat myth, which you both know that was a big myth.
Right.
When we gave up
fat. Oh my gosh,
fat,
yes.
We all got fatter and sicker. So eat your butter, have your olive oil, have cheese, make sure it's organic, have a rack of lamb, but make sure it's, you know, New Zealand or Australian organic grass fed. A potato now and then is not going to kill you. It's the processed food. It's the food that makes the difference. Food is our fuel. And like back to the Maserati, you would never put inferior fuel into your Maserati. So why would we put it into this body, this machine that is better than any Maserati ever?
I love that.
If you read this book, yeah, I think it's kind of life changing.
Where can people find the book, Suzanne? Is it on, available on Amazon or is it on your website?
Yeah, Amazon or my website, SuzanneSummers.com. I urge people to go to SuzanneSummers.com and just look at the organic skincare, organic makeup, household cleaning products. You can live a toxic-free life and be ahead of the game.
And to your point about the, you know, the makeup and the skincare is we absorb 60% of what we put on our body. So why not? And the nice thing about it is this, you know, I've been in this industry for 20 years. I am celebrating 20 years this year. And the changes that we have seen from 20 years ago to today, I mean, everything is so much available now that we don't have to resort to using those heavy chemicals or even in the, whether it's our skincare products or whether it's our makeup, like you're saying, or even if it's our food, we don't need to have high fructose corn syrup, right? There are these amazing alternatives that work amazing, that taste delicious. So I think Yes, I love what you're saying. And I love that you have the options that we can go to your website and we can purchase them. So for those of you who are listening, go to SuzanneSummers.com, buy her book, because it is literally an anti-aging Bible, and we highly, highly recommend it. Suzanne, thank you so much for being on our show.
You
are a breath of Lisa and I were so excited to have you.
Yeah, I was excited to talk to you again. It's always been so pleasurable. Thank you.
You're always welcome here.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We loved it.
Well, I'll be back.
Oh, good.
Well, yay.
Please come back.
You know what, Suzanne, we would love to have you back on to talk about menopause, perimenopause, hormones, because Lisa and I, we were just talking that we are literally going, we want to help change the stigma around women who are in menopause. I am in full menopause, and we want to change the stigma about aging and menopause and everything that comes around. So if you would do us an honor, we would love to have you back to talk about it.
Right up my alley. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Take care of yourself. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You. You too,
Thanks,
Suzanne.
Bye.
Take care. Stay well.
Bye.
Lisa, wasn't that amazing? I just love Suzanne.
Oh, that was awesome. And the book is really good. There's so much great information in there.
And I love that she thinks very similar to how we do, and that there are great natural alternatives. So, I can't wait to have her back on to talk about menopause and perimenopause and all these different things that we can help to, you know, educate all of you who are listening. So we really hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah, she's such a gem. Speaking of enjoying this podcast, don't miss any of our podcasts. Please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. And you can find us on social media at Andrea Donsky, at Naturally Savvy, at Lisa Davis, MPH, and at Your Radio MD. Tell your friends, keep listening, read Suzanne's book, and stay well.